Welcome to The Scoop, everybody. My name is Carter Chase, and I'm here sitting next to Lewis Smith.
Hey, everybody.
And The Scoop is where we take a topic and we give our thoughts on that as teenagers in high school. And, yeah, just give you our perspective. So, with that in mind, let's get into it, and we will start it like we start all of our episodes.
With an inspirational quote. Never let your fear decide your fate.
Great, amazing
quote. Motivational, inspiring.
And
don't be afraid of stuff, just take it on.
Take on me. and if you guys want another inspirational quote every day, follow our Instagram at The High School Life Official, or our Twitter or Facebook. Those will all be in the link in the description. So let's go right into our episode. And that, our first topic is the Ford Bronco 2020.
Let's start off with this, with saying, well, like this little, like, this, talking about the Ford Bronco. As youth, we're going to ask you, do you agree with us?
Yes.
You don't have to, but we're just wondering, do you agree with us? So just think about that while you're listening to what we're talking about. Carter, why don't you tell us a little bit of the backstory about the Ford Bronco?
Okay. The Ford Bronco, the original one, came out in 1965 as an SUV, which stands for Sport Utility Vehicle. And it was the first of its kind, basically. And Ford produced these all up until June 12th, 1996.
Why did they stop producing these, Carter?
These? Well, it's not for sure, but in 1994, there was a police chase involving a Ford Bronco, and the person behind the wheel was O.J. Simpson, who was suspected of murder of someone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and people think that they went out of production because sales went down, because they thought that nobody wanted to drive a car which was driven by a murderer. So
that's kind of scary to think about.
Yeah, but now
it's back, kind of.
Not in its full, what, how do you say that?
It's full image. It's full,
I don't know.
It's not there 100%.
Yeah.
They tried to, you know what they did?
What?
Think of Jurassic Park. Okay. They tried to recreate a dinosaur, but it didn't come out right, and now it's ugly, like the Dominus Rex. That's exactly how I'd relate it.
That's pretty good. Thank you. So, the 2024 Bronco came out last year as, well, it was introduced last year, 2020. Yeah.
But I don't think people wanted to come out with a car in 2020. That's why, what was held back also? The Mustang was held back.
Mustang.
It was going to come out in 2020.
Yeah.
There's a couple cars that were held back because they didn't want, because 2020 had turned out to be such a bad year. They kind of wanted to be like a new era, kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ford says it's in competition with the Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's instead of competing with the Blazer, which it was, that's who it was competing with back in 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah. The Blazer, Chevy Blazer, is pretty much a Ford Bronco, just a little different. It's, I mean, it's pretty much the exact same, just except for the looks. At first, the Chevy Blazer was a little bit bigger, and then they came back to the same size. The Chevy Blazer never went out of production.
Yes, it did.
It did?
It did.
Okay, never mind.
Around, I'm not actually 100% sure, but yes, they changed it up a whole bunch, and now it's a crossover instead of an SUV.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking.
Uh-huh. I mean,
cool,
it looks really, really good.
But it's like they changed it so much. And that's kind of what happened to the Ford Bronco, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're wondering, like, the Ford Bronco looked so cool and was kind of like a big truck SUV, and now it's like, now it's like, wait a second, like, that's not really like the Ford Bronco that it was back in the day.
Yeah, so me and Lewis have both seen these in person.
Couple times.
Couple times. And we both can agree, it gives you kind of Range Rover vibes, which isn't like...
Yeah, Range Rover and also FJ.
Toyota yeah, FJ. It gives FJ Cruiser vibes.
And? Pilot. Who makes the
Pilot? Honda Pilot?
Honda Pilot. A little bit of a Honda Pilot.
Yeah, I can see that. But if you've seen, like, the commercials, it shows this really rugged vehicle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you see it in person, it's got aluminum wheels, silver, chrome, not shiny. Black, not lifted.
Yeah.
More of, like, a family car instead of...
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's kind of where everyone was so hyped. That's where we're getting at with this. Everyone was so hyped with the Ford Bronco because they're showing these commercials of it going up mountains and, like, whatever. And it's got these big tires. It's got, yeah, like what Carter said, it's lifted. It's got the black outlines and stuff. And then you see it in the dealership, and it's, like, this little compact, like, not big, little, like,
SUV.
And we're just kind of like, So...
I mean, I've seen Suburbans that are lifted cooler than that.
Yeah. And that's another thing I want to talk about real fast. Car commercials on the TV.
Commercials in general.
I'm like, especially like truck and car commercials. Like, they're showing a truck that you go in like straight up mountain, like mud and everything. And they're like, it can do this. And I'm like, everyone that's buying this most likely is driving to work and back every day. Like... No one's does like goes like mudding all the time.
Unless like you're down in like I don't even know.
Yeah. But like I also love it when they show like small SUVs or Suburbans. Like going through like big muddy like ponds and stuff. I'm like,
I mean, I don't think I've seen any Suburbans like that, but Jeep is the epitome of this. Jeep does this all the time. Sure. Almost every single Jeep commercial I've seen has their car in mud. Like the, I don't remember the model of them, but it's a smaller car and it's just ripping through the mud. And then you see them in person. What? No.
Cherokee.
No, that's not it. They do show those too, but it's the little one with the small, the square headlights and the X's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the model of it.
I don't know what that's called either.
But it just looks like a wimpy car.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like they need to advertise a little differently almost.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the miles per gallon and stuff. That's what people care about, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Another thing with commercials is like drinks. Like,
oh,
especially the Super Bowl commercial with the new Mountain Dew, Major Melon.
Major Melon, yeah, exactly.
Lewis bought this a little bit ago.
It was like 4 days after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So like, right as I saw it at the store, I was like, I gotta get it. So I got it, and I let everyone try it before me, actually, and everyone's kind of like, huh. Like, no one really said anything. Everyone's just kind of like, And first people's impressions were, it's like pink lemonade.
Yeah.
It's like pink lemonade with a little melon aftertaste. It's weird.
Yeah, and it tastes like Sour Patch watermelons.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there is the watermelon flavor, but it gives it really sour aftertaste, which isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some people like it, some people don't. I mean, yeah. But continuing on with the Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
Everybody gave it all this hype, all this clout. It's trash.
I don't see it there.
I don't see it anymore. Like, you see all these pictures.
Like, Carter, describe the picture we're looking at right now.
We're looking at this picture of a... How do you describe that color? An Alaskan blue.
Wow, that was awesome.
Alaskan blue Bronco with a black top.
It's got a tow kit.
Tow kit.
Lifted.
Lifted.
The tires are sit about 6 inches under the fenders, which gives it a very
aggressive look.
And
covered in mud.
Fender flares are black, so that gives it a wider stance, which also gives it an aggressive look.
The scenery, rocks, mud, the whole car is covered in mud. Well, kind of.
All the black parts.
The black parts are covered in mud. It's sitting on rocks.
One wheel's higher than the other.
Yeah.
And you just go look at it on like
go to a Ford dealership.
Yeah, and just check is that what you were expecting? If you're a car person, you'll probably have some strong opinions on it. If you're not a car person, or you just don't really care about the Bronco, then you might see and be like, yeah, whatever. But
tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
On our website.
On our website.
On this post on our website, it will be linked in the description.
Yes, it will be.
Next, the 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E.
So Ford.
Ford.
Both cars. Ford.
Ford. Yeah.
And these Ford. Are both in the list. So, I mean, Ford's just trying to take high-risk, high-reward things.
Yeah.
And
so,
we'll talk more about that with this Ford Mustang. But, Carter, take it away.
So, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, it's an SUV. Again, well, it's more a crossover, kind of like the Blazer. They wanted to go full electric on this one.
Which is one thing that made... Okay, so, I guess let's make this clear. This one got a lot of hype.
It did.
Until I think people started realizing, wait, this isn't a Mustang anymore.
Yeah.
Where's the loud, gas-guzzling Mustang that we've been used to for... When did the Mustang come out? I think it was a 30s car.
No, not even close.
40s.
60s.
No.
50s and 60s.
Look it up. Oh my 64. Goodness. 64.
Yeah, so the Mustang came out in 64, which I think is a couple years after the Corvette came out.
Oh, interesting.
So I think it was a competition with the Corvette originally, and then they came out with the Chevy came out with the Camaro, which has been
It's been its biggest rival.
Yeah.
If you see a muscle car, you're either seeing, I guess you can see a Dodge Charger, Challenger.
Challengers, right? Yeah.
But, it's mostly either a Camaro or a Mustang. But, let's continue on to the Ford Mustang.
Okay, so it's not a sports car anymore.
It's an SUV.
It's not, I guess they're kind of competing with Tesla a little bit on this one.
It looks like a Tesla a little bit.
It has the Tesla model. What even is that model? Y? X?
I don't know.
I don't know. The SUV kind of one. But
it just gives it an aggressiver, sportier look than the regular Tesla, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of gives me... The picture I'm looking at kind of gives you Ford Explorer vibes.
Oh, yeah. It kind of does.
Or... I don't even know.
I just think it's weird that they made it so much bigger. Taller.
Yeah, I don't... It's not a coupe anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's four... Is it four-door?
No. It's four-door.
Yeah, it's four-door, but it's it's so different than the first one, which is why people are like, oh, cool, they're coming out with a new Mustang model. Interesting. Maybe it will be super cool. And then they slowly, And then I think people slowly realized, wait a second, this isn't the Mustang we've all been waiting for. This is the Mustang that isn't a Mustang anymore.
So, you can say that it's competing with the Model X. And here's the thing. Model X has 253 horsepower in both the front and rear motors. And then, I guess, there's a performance edition that has 259, and cut that out. But then, the Mach-E only has 266 standard. But then, the GT and the performance have 480. So I guess it... I'm guessing that we're gonna see something from Tesla competing with this.
Oh yeah.
Again, like, it does say that this Model X performance has 503 horsepower in the back, 259 in the front.
Sorry, you can continue this after. The Model X that cars we're talking about, for people that aren't aware of cars, it's a Tesla Model X. So it's like, Carter, why don't you like kind of, don't get really deep into it, but kind of just like describe the looks of it.
So it's like, take your regular Tesla, turn it into an SUV. That's literally what it looks like.
Good job. Pretty well done.
Pretty much. It's just bigger.
So Carter was pretty much saying that.
If you don't know what horsepower is, it's like the amount of power that a car has.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
Carter was just saying that the Mustang and the Model X have been, we're kind of now, there might be a rivalry starting to come forth between these two cars. And that will be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of years, just seeing like who can produce the more attractive or better car that people gravitate towards.
Yeah, and then there's another electric car company that's competing with Tesla. I'm not sure what it's called, so I can't look it up right now. But yeah, the Mustang Mach-E kind of looks ugly.
Yeah, I know.
We've seen one in person. I don't think any of the I haven't seen a performance one. It has a little different look to it. But, yeah.
Anyway, that kind of wraps up our car talk
for this. So, when we come right back, we will talk about In-N-Out, which might bring up a couple different opinions. But, yeah, we will be right back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. And the hype about In-N-Out. So the way we came up with this, we're actually getting an In-N-Out in our town in the next year or so.
Yeah, I mean, they've already made the spot. Like, they tore down a gas station to put it there.
Yeah.
But, so we're getting an In-N-Out. And everyone's stoked. Like, I swear people are getting ready to go buy food when it comes in.
Yeah, and I've got friends from California, and they're like, you guys don't have an In-N-Out? That's insane. I'm like, yeah. I mean it's just there's like, some down in Salt Lake, St. George, those places. But, yeah, it's...
I think of it as a step up from McDonald's.
Step up from McDonald's.
And a step down from, like... From, like sit-down restaurants kind of type thing. It's, like, in between. Like, it's kind of like a Chick-fil-A almost. Like, I mean, you still, like, sit down and stuff. But, like, it's like Chick-fil-A where it's, like, the nicer...
It's on the top of fast food.
Yeah. Like, and I think how restaurants get like this is... For number one, biggest thing when I eat at a restaurant. Biggest thing. Customer service.
Yes.
Biggest thing. That's all my
priority. Chick-fil-A is number one in customer service.
Yeah. Actually, I had this guy the other day. And Maddox, you've been at Maddox, right?
Yes.
There's only one of them, everyone, so you probably don't know what we're talking about. And the guy is, like, so cool. Let me share a little story. So, it was my birthday. I ate there on my birthday. And he's like, oh, for birthday people, you get a slice of a pie. So, I look over at my dad and my brother. And I'm like, what flavor do you guys want? Because we can share it, because I was already full. And the guy... And then my dad and my brother are like, I don't really care. And I was like, all right, let's do key lime. So we tell the guy, and he comes back with two slices of pie. I was like, wow, why'd he come back with two? And then he's like, since I heard that you were going to share, I brought you two. And I was like, wow, that's nice. So then my dad tipped him. So like it's like this cycle. You start doing nice things, people will pay you back. And then... You do nice things, people start paying you back, and then you do more nice things. So it's just like...
And then you get upgraded to regional manager.
Yeah, you get upgraded to manager, then CEO, then founder. Just kidding.
I'm kidding. On the topic of customer service, I'm going to talk about Chick-fil-A for a minute. This will never, ever, ever leave my mind. Swim team last year, before COVID shut down everything, we went down to this... two-day meet in Salt Lake area somewhere. And on our way home, we stopped at this big strip mall, I guess. Whatever it's called.
Oh, like where it's like...
Like a whole bunch malls, of...
Like, it's like a mall, but they're not all connected, kind of, yes, right? Yes,
that's a strip
like
mall. Like,
yeah, okay, I was confused for a second.
Yeah, so there's Chick-fil-A there. I had like 10 bucks, so I didn't go spend money at Chick-fil-A because I didn't have enough money. So I went to Subway. But
Subway's so
I go
good.
Back to our bus, and we had to get on the bus by a certain time or our coach would get mad. And there's these kids who were waiting in line for Chick-fil-A for this whole time. And they ordered their food, but they had to leave before it came. I think there were shakes, two shakes. One of the Chick-fil-A guys comes out with their shakes. He follows them out to the bus, goes on the bus, gives them their food.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, these people don't have to do that. They're doing it because they want to help people, make them happy. So it's like, if you're working somewhere, just do nice things. It makes people's days and stuff.
Yeah, don't be a Karen killer. Actually,
Karen killer.
Be a Karen killer.
Anyway, on the topic of too much hype for In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
So,
background.
Okay.
Go.
So, background. In-N-Out was founded in October, in 1948, October 2nd.
22nd.
I said that really weird.
Baldwin Park, California.
October 22nd, 1948, in Baldwin Park, California. In Baldwin Park, California. So, 1948, it's a long time ago. And so they came out with this, kind of like following McDonald's, and...
Well, actually, it was before McDonald's.
This is before McDonald's? No, it's not.
McDonald's came out in 1955.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dang it. Okay. Anyway, so In-N-Out, they serve... Their menu is really small.
It is. It's...
There's, let's see, how many things?
One.
There's, you got the double double.
Hamburger, french fries, shakes.
That's all they have. And then they have different flavors, drinks. Of course. And then
milk,
they have milk.
And hot cocoa and coffee.
Yeah. So it's a really small menu. So then every time I walk in, I'm like, how? This is like a huge chain.
Like, you could literally buy everything on the menu for like 45 bucks.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, it's like crazy how small it is. I'm like, how does this get so much hype? There's only 7 things that you can get. 6 things that you can get, or whatever.
The number one thing there is that they toast their buns.
That's true.
That's really the good. Best part of every burger. I mean, the burger... Personally, I don't like the burgers that much. They're not as juicy as, like, Wendy's.
That's a good point, yeah. That's a good point.
I love my juicy burgers.
I love my juicy burgers. Yeah, but, so yeah. It gets a lot of hype for, like,
their
what
fries are nasty.
We think. And then me and Carter looked it up, did a little background research, and there's a hidden menu.
Yeah.
And it has a bunch of things, like a 4x4 patty. We won't read off the whole menu. There's a 4x4 patty, which is 4x4 burger, which is 4 burgers, patties.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like animal style.
Something
is that what
like
it's
that.
Called? Animal
yeah.
style? And they just give you like tons of meat and cheese and stuff.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of crazy. Yeah. So what if you guys think that there's a lot of hype... Then,
if it deserves the hype.
If it deserves the hype. That's true.
Like, every time I go to In-N-Out, line is insanely long.
That's so true, yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Like, last year, we wanted to go to In-N-Out down in St. George. The line was probably 50 cars long. It was insane. But, yeah, we just went to McDonald's instead. but yeah, do you think this deserves In-N-Out deserves
the hype that it gets? Oh,
and
when we went there a couple days ago to the one in, because we were on a road trip, and we stopped there, and
on my birthday,
on Carter's birthday,
yeah,
and we stopped there, and it said now hiring for all shifts or now no it said hiring. Starting pay $13.75 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get up to like 17 something if you're like a certain
probably
person.
More than that.
I remember saying $13.75 to 17. But I'm like, that's crazy. So if they do come to Cash Valley, bro,
I'm getting a job there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much wraps up our episode of The Scoop, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
So our website, highschoollife.com, thehighschoollife.com. Instagram, Twitter, all of that will be down in the description. And as we say always, every episode, goodbye and good night.